All right, welcome to this week's episode, holiday edition of the Stir It Up Podcast. I don't know much holiday we're going to talk about based on the fact we got some NBA, NFL, and college stuff to talk about. I guess let's start with the NBA, because your boy OJ just got fined $50,000 for not following COVID protocol. But before we came on air, me and Quail was under the impression that he probably did it on purpose so he wouldn't have to play for them until he got traded. What do you think?
I don't know. Are you talking about that James Harden being in the strip club?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know what his priorities are right now. You know, he came to training camp out of shape.
I don't think his priority is to get off the team. That's his number one priority. He's trying to be there at all.
Does anybody even remember what? I mean, because he kind of did the Kyrie Irving on this one. I know they didn't win a championship, but he didn't really start hooping and hollering about being traded until like, almost. I mean, I guess it just ended in October, so I guess we can't really say. But what started this little chain of events on him wanting to be off the team? Was it something with Westbrook? Was it the fact that D'Antoni got fired or didn't re-sign? I mean, what started this?
He just want to win a championship. He just, you know, he getting up there. He's not no spring chicken no more, you know? He been in the league for a while now. And now that's the only knock against him, right? You know, everybody knows he's a good player, but he ain't win no championship, so.
Well, I mean, not to point fingers, but if Chris Paul had stayed healthy that year that they played OKC in the Western Conference Finals, Golden State in the Western Conference Finals, they would have won that series in six.
Right, and that took some that really took some points from against Chris Paul in my eyes, because I'm like, I don't care. There's no way I'm missing that game. I don't care how hurt I am. Like, you got to make it to the finals. Maybe not be in the finals, but like, I'm not missing the Western Conference to close out Golden State when we've had so many problems with them in the past, you know?
And I think he could have
missed. Scottie Pippen didn't miss it that time.
And his presence on the floor throws Golden State off. You saw that. I mean, because even when he was, you know, not even 50%, he was still making a difference.
Right. You can make some decent shots. You can put up some points. You know, do something.
So the last time I looked, it was Denver that the Rockets were talking to about Harden. But I think Denver, if that trade goes through, will be giving up too much. What do you think?
Well, I didn't see that. What's the trade intel? I didn't see the.
Pull it up, Quail, because I don't got it in front of me.
About Denver trading for Harden?
Yeah. In the meantime, OJ, did you see that lopsided game between the Nets and Golden State last night?
No, but I heard about it all day today, about Durant being back and the 48 points between him and Kyrie and all that.
Yeah, well, I said it last night, I'm going to say it again. I know the Nets is not getting happy about beating a Golden State team who was two superstars down.
Hey, they were just happy just to see the man on the court again.
I understand that, but I just don't. I don't know. I'm going to be like we are with Pittsburgh in football. I want to see them play somebody first, and we'll be able to see it on Friday because they'll be playing Boston. So we'll see what happens on Friday.
Yeah, but what I want to know, what happened to your boy? They lose the clip again?
Who are you talking to, Quail?
I'm talking to Quail.
What?
LeBron.
What about LeBron? You talking about the? Y'all really gonna talk about that Clippers loss?
Don't hold up. Don't say y'all. He's the one who brought it up.
You really want to talk about that Clippers loss? Wasn't that, first off, that's a preseason game. That's one. Two, these dudes is cruising. They ain't even worried about these dudes. They ain't worried about them at all.
Number one, that was not a preseason game.
Yeah, that can't count it. That wasn't no preseason game.
That was a season opener.
Look, they was cruising, all right? they treated it like a preseason game. How about that?
So I'm gonna tell y'all like this while Quest still looking that up. Last night, I would have rather been a Clipper than a Laker, because the Clippers got PS5s and new headphones instead of a championship ring.
Wow.
You got details?
Sort of. Denver looks like they'd have to give up too much.
That's what I was saying.
They had to give up everything. They'd have to give up. They might have to give up Joker Art. Murray and some draft picks.
Wouldn't give up Murray. Ain't no way I'm doing that.
They got to give up one of their stars and a draft pick, according to this article I'm reading.
But dude's not even that. I mean, I know he's good, but he's older. I mean, hey, didn't you just say that Harden's 31?
Yeah.
Let me see.
James Harden.
How old is James Harden?
James Harden is 31 years old.
Yeah. So I mean. I mean, he, I don't know.
So they want to, and well, they saying, well, this one says that they would give up Michael Porter Jr. And the draft and some draft picks, but that ain't going to be enough for the Rockets.
Mm-mm. Not for a bona fide superstar.
It would include Michael Porter Jr., Gary Harris, Will Barton. And to match their salaries, which would leave the Nuggets extremely thin on the wing. But that ain't enough for the Rockets. I wouldn't take that deal if I was the Rockets.
Mm-mm.
You know, that doesn't look like a you know, the greatest deal. Michael Porter Jr. is cool, but you got to give up like another really, really rising young star for me to take that deal. You know, I would not just give it up. But if you throwing Jamal Murray or Joker, yeah, I'd probably take that. You throwing Jamal Murray, you throwing Michael Porter Jr. too, and some draft picks. Oh yeah, I'd probably take that deal, honestly.
If I'm the Nuggets,
what are you leaving the Nuggets with though?
You leaving the Nuggets with James Harden?
Nah, come on, man. I ain't thinking that.
That's what I was about to say. If I'm the Nuggets, I don't even consider it. That's too much.
Right. I mean, either way, it's just
if
like
I was the Rockets. If I'm the Rockets, I'm just trying to unload this full salary personally, because he's over 31. Get a not an all star, but get somebody young and coming up, like a. I'm not giving that family that much credit, so I'm not even gonna say that. But. I mean, but I'm just saying, I mean, he's 31. Maybe he got 4 good years left in him. But if he ain't got no pieces around him, he ain't going to do nothing. And I'm like Quell in the last podcast. He ain't even played with him to see what they're going to do yet. How does he know that team's not going to be good?
Right.
I'm not saying John Wall's going to be the end-all, be-all, but he's not sloppy. I mean, he's not a bad player. He's just been hurt the last 2 years.
I don't know.
No, if I'm Denver, I don't do that. I don't even consider that deal. That's giving up too much. Michael Porter Jr. and Murray are still young.
Right.
You can build around them. Nope. And they made the Western Conference Finals last year.
But the thing is, who's gonna give you so much for James Harden? It's like, it's kind of weird. He's a really good player, but it's almost like he ain't like that good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't do this very often, but I'm gonna have to agree with Charles Barkley said on TNT last night.
Inside the NBA, yeah.
He said he's not happy. Who cares? He said he could not be happy and still have to play because he's getting paid. He said these players these days are trying to play too much dictatorship. Or won't want to be traded. Mm-hmm. So what? Ultimately, if the owner or the general manager don't pull the trigger, then you sit out.
Yep.
I don't know how it goes in the NBA. If they sit out, if they don't get paid, I don't know about that. But maybe that's why they have to pull the trigger on stuff like that, because they do get paid even if they do sit out. Because I know in the NFL, you sit out, you don't get paid.
You don't know.
Yep. Well, see, that's where that guarantee come in at for basketball. The whole contract is pretty much guaranteed. So maybe that's the incentive for the owners to get rid of.
Yeah, so why would you even have, but anyway, I mean, the NBA should be like the NFL. You sit out, you don't get paid. That's what I say.
The players union is too strong in the NBA.
Yeah, true.
You know, the NFL players union always cave when it comes down.
Yeah, but the NBA, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was done.
The NBA doesn't have like the players can't negotiate getting out of that their contract, so that's the thing too. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, like I think you can't. I'm pretty sure in the NBA you can't. I'm gonna look it up now, but you can't just cut a player like in NFL. That's not how it works. That's why the Lakers are still paying that one dude. I think like $10 million still. And they was trying to get out of that contract, but the NBA said, no, you can't. So, yeah, they still paying that dude from like 3 years ago. I don't think he's played on another team yet. But that's the problem. You can't just waive or cut players at this point. Where you at, Cliff? Where you go?
Uh-oh.
What happened? I guess we're going to talk about this Kuzma deal.
All right.
$40 million, 3 years.
Yeah.
Max rookie extension. Would Jai pay Kuzma that?
No. he ain't earned it yet.
Huh?
I mean,
it wasn't enough.
I don't know. I see flashes.
I'm just saying the article that I read saying that he didn't get enough, that they should have gave him more. Enough. That's what they say.
No. What are they looking at? I mean, he's too inconsistent. I gotta see
maybe
more.
Maybe they think he's gonna get better.
But obviously, that's what they're saying. He has an upside, and that's what they're paying him for. But
get paid for what you did, not what you're gonna do. They don't know what he's gonna do.
Yeah.
But just to jump back a half a step, I was dealing with some stuff over here at the house. Anyway, but. What are the I heard you say the NBA can't just cut, but if the player sits out by his own choice, do they have to pay him?
No, he would lose money.
So I'm like Charles Barkley. Who cares if he's not happy? I would have did the same thing with Kyrie Irving. Who cares if he's not happy? Ultimately, unless they trade, unless there's a clause in their contract that says when I want to be traded, you have to do it, then I wouldn't be doing it. These general managers and these owners give these players too much control. Just because you want to be traded don't mean I got to do it. I mean, if one of my kids come in this room right now and say, I want to go outside. So?
it's 10 degrees outside. Or whatever.
I want to spend the night at my friend's house. No?
Nope.
Yeah, so.
I'm not saying that general managers and owners own these players, but ultimately they have the last word.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the way that your contract is structured, you shouldn't be signing these long-term deals if you ain't going to be happy. Due to LeBron, sign a bunch of one-year deals or two-year deals with the second year, and you can opt out. You think somebody would have learned over the years. That's probably the smartest, one of the one things that I've liked that LeBron did to the NBA. He made them one-year deals, so he ain't got to be nowhere a long time. He ain't no dummy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whoever his agent is smart. One and two-year deals with the second year, I can opt out.
That's Maverick Carter and Rich.
Rich Paul.
Yeah, Rich Paul.
Them are smart agents, because that's exactly what I would tell my player to do.
Absolutely.
Because Dwayne Wade did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, I think him and LeBron had the same agents when he was in the league.
Yep.
So, anyway, moving on. You're stupid. Quay, I just thought about what you said talking about breaking rules. Who you think you are, James? You need to go on. I don't even know who's playing tonight, but so let's talk about this little blowout last night with the Nets in and Golden State.
Huge.
Yeah, a whole 25 points.
Yeah. Well, they were up by 40 at one point, I think.
And Golden State was down two All Stars.
Yeah.
So you really gonna say that was a good victory? I did like the fact that Durant was back and playing at full strength. Seemed like the team was clicking. But I want to see them play somebody, and I'm gonna get my wish on Friday because they got to play Boston. That's gonna be a nice little matchup. I'm gonna make sure I watch that game. It's gonna be a lot of games to watch on Friday. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's gonna be games on starting from 12 in the afternoon all the way till 10 o'clock at night. Plus you got Minnesota going to beat up on New Orleans at 3:30, right? Well,
3:30 on.
yeah,
dude. Because Minnesota done beat New Orleans the last three times they done played. New Orleans got to look.
Hey, that's a whole different sport, though. That's a whole different sport.
I don't care what y'all say. We will lose every game. We beating that New Orleans team.
Especially with Drew Brees doing it, going in there not knowing who he want to throw
Drew
to.
Drew Brees in there, he ain't moving in the pocket. Y'all better pay Taysom Hill. If y'all don't play Taysom Hill, that game is over.
I'm not even a Minnesota fan, but I have to agree.
If you ain't got no running quarterback, you are in trouble.
So even my stepdad was like, look, they shouldn't have started Drew at all. Like, I'm like, yeah, hello.
All right, but yeah, we ain't on football yet. So let's talk about this college top four, the playoffs. Who's number one, Alabama?
Alabama.
Who's number two?
Clemson.
Three.
Ohio State.
And number four.
Notre Dame.
How did Notre Dame, wasn't Notre Dame number two and they slipped all the way to number four?
Yeah, because they lost to Clemson in the championship game.
Yeah, they lost.
And they only dropped to number four?
Yeah.
See, I told you this junk was rigged. It's all about the money, I'm telling you. Because you know if that had about been anybody else, say they had been, I'm not even a Minnesota Gopher fan, but say they had been Minnesota that lost to, that they were number two and they lost to Clemson, they'd have got kicked all the way down to like number eight or nine. And everybody on here knows it. It's about almighty dollar, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Notre Dame got the money. Clemson got the money. Alabama got the money. Ohio State got the money. And all but Notre Dame has been there. All three of them other teams have been there for the last 3 years. Now, they might have good recruits and all this good stuff. And this year, you can't even go off a strength of schedule based on the formalities because of COVID. But whatever. Ain't nothing I can do to change it. Let's pick these games. Alabama and Clemson, who you got? I mean, Notre Dame, who you got, y'all? Let's start with you, Eric. Alabama or Clemson, Notre Dame?
I always go against Alabama, Notre Dame.
Cool. Quayle, I know you don't watch much college football, so you got to pick on this one?
Alabama.
OJ?
Alabama all day.
I'm going to go with Notre Dame. The last time on Notre Dame played Alabama, they got slapped across their head with Manti Te'o.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm believing on this time.
I'm going go with Notre Dame. Go with Notre Dame because I don't like Alabama.
No, nobody like Alabama, but y'all got to go with the right choice. Alabama going to win that game.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Alabama going to smack the boys. You don't know what to do with that. That coach don't know what to do with that team.
So, all right, Ohio State or Clemson?
Clemson.
Eric?
Clemson.
Quail.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Clemson. Yeah.
I mean, hard. They may have Justin Fields, but that defense is ruthless.
I mean, if you look at the eye test, I believe Texas A&M should have leaped for Ohio State, or even Cincinnati. You know, at least they ain't got no blemishes on their record.
It don't matter because they don't got the money.
Texas A&M got money, bro. I mean,
if they ain't got more money than Ohio State or Clemson, it's all about.
They lost to Alabama early in the year.
I mean, if you want to talk about money, though, I mean, UT, University of Texas, but they're the ones that really got, you know.
But you got to have the record to back it up, too, though. So, I mean, it can't be that obvious.
Right.
I like Nick Saban, but I'm in the Big Ten. Ohio State's in the Big Ten. So I'm going with the underdog and picking Ohio State.
Hey, I know if they play another game like they did Saturday, they're going to be at home.
Yep.
I still think that the two losers should play for third and fourth place instead of them just picking one. Deciding on how many points they lose by.
Yeah. What do you want to play for? A consolation prize?
Hey, look, that's more. Hey, that's TV time. That's more money. It ain't it all about the mighty dollar for them? I mean, come on. So, Final Four too. The two losers of the Final Four should play each other too. Hey, that's more. That's more TV money. And to answer your question, Paul, I think Louisiana's going to win that game against UTS or whatever you said it was. I don't even know who that team was. All right. I guess we got to go on to this football. Might as well pull up the playoff picture, Quail, because I ain't got that stuff memorized. Let's talk about these games, though. New Orleans could have beat Kansas City.
Could have.
Especially with Kansas City throwing the ball in the last 2 minutes instead of taking a knee or running it or handing off to Le'Veon Bell. But I'm going to say this. Kansas City's a good team. They're probably a great team.
We could have stopped Patrick Mahomes.
But if they don't start running the ball more, they're not going to make it out of the playoffs, especially if they got to play Tennessee. Because you got to have a balance these days. You can't win off somebody. I mean, yeah, Mahomes is a great quarterback. He's a scrambling quarterback. Although he throws more than he runs, but you can't throw the ball 60 times a game and only run a 10 and expect to win. I think they only handed the ball off, you know, probably maybe 20 times this past Sunday. But New Orleans made too many mistakes anyway, so it didn't matter. Kansas City didn't win that game. New Orleans lost it. So,
and then the defense was just horrific. We couldn't stop Tyreek Hill. Couldn't stop anybody.
Not many people can cover Tyreek Hill.
No.
But you take Cameron Jordan out, and that's when the defense fell apart, really.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a bad call myself, but anyway.
Why'd they take him out?
He threw a punch. That's what they said. I mean, OJ, you were probably watching it. Did he throw a punch?
I didn't see that play, but I just know he got ejected from the game.
Yep, he did.
Yep. Well, you know, actions have consequences, and more times than not, the refs don't make mistakes on those kind of calls.
No.
So they do mess up on PIs and sometimes some holding, but the ejections, they usually right on the money with that one.
But the silver lining, though, if I'm the Saints, I played my worst and I still only lost that game by 3 points, I would feel really good if I was the Saints.
I would too, but still, a loss is a loss.
Yeah, but Drew Brees, he didn't even know if he could play. And now that he done got smacked around, it took him almost a quarter to get right.
Yeah.
But he started throwing that ball, they started looking like the Saints.
I mean, his first six throws.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's but the Saints ain't going to make it out of the first round if they're going to depend on, I can never remember that dude's name. What's the running back's name?
Alvin Kamara.
Because if all they got to do is slow him down, then it don't even matter. Because the Saints don't have great receivers. They have good receivers, but they don't have great receivers.
But look, Michael Thomas didn't even play. That's what I'm saying.
If we got Michael Thomas, there's no.
He's out for the season. So he out for the year. Over.
He's out until the playoffs start. The rest of the regular season, they're sitting him.
No, the article I said he'd be back for the playoffs.
Really? Yeah. They're just sitting him for the rest of the regular season. When the playoffs start, he'll be back in the lineup.
So, we don't even need to talk about this, Quail, because the Bears beat the Vikings. It's enough said, so.
Yeah, barely.
No. Kirk Cousins still sucks. You know.
These sorry teams. Neither of these teams.
Hey, OJ, we're playing Trubisky into the playoffs. Then we're gonna bring what's his name back in Foles, because then we know we're gonna win a few games because they get a big stretch.
Hey, I don't know. It looks like y'all did a disservice to Trubisky. He, because he got that, obviously he got that juice. Y'all gonna go away from him after this year's over, but I think he got a raw deal.
I don't know, because I don't like neither one of them personally, and I'm still mad that they passed on Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, but that ain't the point. That's old news. But if I was going to keep one of them, it would be Trubisky. They should resign him after this year. They probably won't, but then again, there's not a whole lot out there anyway, so they better keep him. Mm-hmm. And obviously, he needed a wake-up call sitting on the bench for a couple of weeks. Maybe that's what he needed to get his act together. So...
we'll see who y'all play. Wait, let's see who y'all play next. Y'all got the Jags and then y'all got the Packers.
Well, they'll probably lose both those games. But anyway, okay.
Oh no, the Jags, bro. The Jags been looking horrible.
And please, the Jags gonna beat the Vikings. Well, I guess that ain't saying much either. But
hard to get that number one.
Ain't saying much.
Cardinals got the 49ers and the Rams, so they might lose too.
True.
I don't know. Didn't the 49ers just lose this past Sunday? Or the Rams? One of them two teams lost.
Jets.
Yeah, exactly.
The
Rams lost to the Jets. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 49ers lost too. I forgot who I think they were playing, the Giants.
Yep, the only team that won in the West this week was Seattle.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they lost 23-20, the Rams. To the Jets.
so what's your take on the Steelers? Oh, Jay didn't lost two straight.
Oh, yeah,
or has it been three straight?
They lost three straight. The last two, and I'm on a losing streak.
So why are they saying that Kansas City has to win this weekend in order to clinch the number one spot? There's only two games. Oh, because they got one loss. Okay. Yep. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, the Steelers are suspect.
They're probably gonna win the North, but they're not gonna.
I don't know. They keep on losing. They gotta play Cleveland at the end of the season.
They'd have to play the Colts right now.
I know they had to play the Colts and the Browns. That's the last two games. And that Browns game would be.
No, I'm talking about for the playoffs. There's a playoff stand. They would play the Colts, and the Browns would play the Titans, and the Bills would play the Dolphins.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
playoffs. The playoffs started right now.
Dolphins about to sneak into the playoffs?
Yeah, Dolphins are already up. If the Ravens don't, the Ravens are 9-5 too, though. So,
yeah, but,
you know, it's either the Ravens or the Dolphins.
They would need the Dolphins to lose because the Dolphins have the tiebreaker for some reason over the Ravens.
They play the Dolphins play the Raiders and then the Bills. So that they probably gonna lose. They could probably lose one of those games, and the Ravens play the Giants and the Bengals. So they're probably gonna win both of those games. So the Ravens will probably be in it.
Yeah.
OJ, y'all got lucky against Atlanta. The Atlanta should have won that game. They were doing some stupid stuff.
They pulled a Super Bowl.
Hey, I don't know what it is about Brady and the Falcons, but hey, it must be a thing.
I don't even think it's the Falcons. I think it's Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. He probably does need a fresh start. He needs to get up off that Atlanta team. They need a new QB for sure. I think he ain't been the same since that Super Bowl loss at all.
No, he hasn't. And that was 3 years ago.
Right. Have they had a losing streak since that Super Bowl? I think they have.
I don't think they even made the playoffs since then.
They've not made the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they have a losing streak since they haven't even been 8-8 since the Super Bowl loss.
But hey, I want to move on. We're gonna make these picks in a minute, but I want to move on to what Skip Baylor said about Tony Dungy. Do you have the direct quote, Quell, or do you remember what he said?
What Skip Bayless has said about him?
Yeah.
I remember what Tony Dungy had said about Tom Brady.
Yeah, all I saw was Skip Bayless said he lost respect for Tony Dungy, and I couldn't find why. So why did he say he lost respect for Tony Dungy?
He said he lost respect for Tony Dungy because he came for Tom Brady, basically.
What did Tony Dungy say about Brady?
He just said he you know, out of top 10 quarterbacks. He I think he put him at like 6 out of top quarterbacks of all time, I think. And he said that he always, he'd pick a quarterback that can move over Tom Brady any day.
Oh yeah, did you see this?
Yeah, what they were asked, he was on Shannon Sharp's podcast, Club Shay Shay, and Shannon asked him what was the 10 most difficult quarterbacks that he faced when he was coaching. And he put Brady at like number 6 on the list. But he put like mobile quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and what was the 49ers quarterback after Joe Montana?
Steve Young.
Yeah, he said, I got the quote. Yeah. He said, I put ahead of Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, John Elway, Steve Young, guys who could move. Not to say Tom wasn't great, but that extra dimension meant something to me. And then Tom Brady posted on his Twitter, 2014 AFC finalist, the Tony Dungy's. Tony Dungy had, you know, was an AFC finalist at that point, but he didn't make it to the Super Bowl.
But New England and Indianapolis played for that to the right to make it to that Super Bowl. But Dungy wasn't coaching their team. Dungy had retired in 2008. That's why it didn't really apply to Tony Dungy. That was Chuck Pagano and the quarterback that just got paid and retired. What's his name?
Andrew Luck.
That was Andrew Luck's team.
Personally, don't see nothing wrong with the statement. Is Tom Brady a great quarterback? Yeah, but I mean, I think I have to side with Dungy on this one. I want a quarterback that can move.
Yeah.
And you got to think he's a defensive-minded coach, so he coaches the defense. That's what affects all defensive coaches. A quarterback that can give you that added dimension of run and pass.
And to be fair with his statement, all the quarterbacks that he put above Tom Brady were not quarterbacks of color.
Yeah.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, John Elway, Steve Young, them are all, you know, quote unquote, American quarterbacks, I guess, if you want to put it mildly. I'm not trying to make nobody mad here, so I'm gonna leave the touchy word out of it, but so do you see anything wrong with that statement, OJ?
No,
I mean because at the end of the day, if you're the coach, I mean, it's your preference on what kind of quarterback you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you notice Peyton wasn't even on that list.
Nope.
No, because he coached Peyton. It said the question was that you face. So that's why Peyton was.
Oh, okay.
Who were the quarterbacks that gave you the most trouble? You know? So, I don't know. You know, Brady's going to be right there. That's always been a knock on him. He needs protection. As long as he got protection, you're going to win the game. If that protection breaks down, you know, it's less than 50-50. But that's any quarterback, you know.
All right. That's that. All right, we got a few games to look at.
Wait, are we going to talk about this Carson Wentz situation?
Man, that job is gone, man.
He said that he don't want to play backup.
I know.
He's not interested in playing backup.
Why did he sign a backup contract? He knew he wasn't going to start when he first got there.
Who?
Wentz.
What are you talking about? Carson Wentz? He been starting.
Yeah.
What team is this?
Philly.
Okay.
He want to play in the back seat to Jalen Hurts. That's the problem.
He might as well give it up because he got hurt, or he whatever the reason why he ain't starting now. And that Philly quarterback, he ain't coming back in. He gone. He done. He might as well give that up.
He's trying to play.
Yeah, well, he better wait till next season because he ain't playing for the rest of this year. You better go get him a contract somewhere else.
But see, that's the thing. Philly, like, over half of their cap is tied up in Carson Wentz. It's going to be hard to find a trade partner.
It's going to be almost impossible because he ain't played. And when he does play, he ain't burning the house down.
Yeah, it's what, you know, how he looks on tape, you know. I guess, you know. So I don't know. They might just be stuck with Carson Wentz. But how do you have a quarterback competition when you already know Jalen Hurts is the better quarterback, so to speak?
I'll be like, look, you're going to be a backup. I don't care. We already owe you too much money. And ain't nobody going to take your contract. So,
or he could just sit out and not get paid. I mean, I'm sure Philly wouldn't mind that because they wouldn't have to sell the money.
Ain't nobody taking that dude. What is the point of you sitting out? Nobody is going to grab this dude. He was the worst quarterback in the NFL by the numbers as a starting QB. The worst. Man, ain't nobody taking that dude.
And hold up. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about the San Diego situation, too. Because what was the starter's name? The one that got the punctured lung?
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. When he come back, his job is not exactly sewed up either because that quarterback been lighting it up, especially getting the Raiders. I mean, look, he beat the Raiders. And I don't care how good the Raiders are. That's a rivalry game right there. So.
Well, they already said that Herbert's going to be the quarterback of the future and the present. And, you know, so that job's pretty much gone.
So what happens to Taylor when he comes back then? Do they cut him? Does he go back up? Is his contract up?
Or he just be a free agent? I think that he was a free agent quarterback anyway. They signed him to maybe a two-year deal. Maybe they just eat the money and let him go. Go walking. I don't know.
They signed a two-year deal. He signed a two-year deal with him. Acquired by the Browns. So they got him.
Well, and the other thing is too, if they let him go, then he might have a grievance because if it wasn't for that mishap by the doctor, he'd still be playing.
Right.
True.
I don't know what they're gonna do about that. But doesn't look like they're gonna do anything. So
they better take care of him. First game of the week is Minnesota going up to or down to New Orleans, coming away with a W.
That's what, 3:30? Yeah, 3:30 on Friday, isn't it? Yeah.
3:30 on Friday, yep, 25th.
Yep.
We ain't going down there.
I'm gonna have to have picture in picture in May because there can be some basketball going on at the same time.
Then the Bucks going to the Lions. Y'all better watch out. The Lions be sneaking up on some of these dudes, man.
Is a defense. Their offense sucks, and I always have sucked.
Yeah, well, y'all offense ain't exactly lighting up the scoreboard either. So
don't do them like that.
No. Fair is just that we have a collection of dudes, and then when they decide to turn it on, they turn it on. That's what happens.
And how Antonio Brown been on the team for 6 weeks and just now catching the touchdown? What's up with that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I better feed that man.
I know.
Ain't enough balls to go around. That's why he should have went somewhere else. Yeah. Anyway, we got Cleveland going to the Jets. That could be interesting. The Jets could actually win that game. It depends on what's that stupid quarterback from Cleveland? What's his name?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it depends on what Baker Mayfield shows
up. He said he's been balling.
Yes.
But that's the question. If you're the Jets, do you keep what you already got and Sam Darnold, or do you go get Justin Fields or this kid from BYU?
Justin Fields said he is not playing for the Jets.
That's what he said. Yeah, I saw that.
He said he is not playing for the Jets. He said if the Jets draft him, they better be traded. He pulled the Eli Manning card.
They did.
And how ironic that it's the other New York team. He said he's not playing for the Jets. I'm just telling you what he said.
At least if they had a team around them, they have not, like, they don't have a team at all.
Cut everybody. You know, they got rid of their, they got rid of what's his name that's in Seattle. They released Le'Veon Bell. They was trying to lose.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just like, well, what are you going to? You're gonna be on a 3-year rebuild. 3-year rebuild.
The cover's not totally bare in New York. It's not. They got some pieces there.
Yeah, well, evidently they don't got the glue to keep them together. Cause. All right, well, one of these teams got to win. So San Francisco going to Arizona. Arizona probably win that. This game means nothing. Denver going to the Chargers. Kansas City better win this game. They'll blow them out. Atlanta going to Kansas City. Indianapolis. Pittsburgh better win this game, but they probably won't. But I'm just saying, Indianapolis, they on a roll right now.
Yeah,
and this goes to one of those other ones that did Pittsburgh have they played anybody? So, all right. So we got left here. Carolina and Washington.
That ain't no game.
Washington. Chicago and Jacksonville. The Giants and who is that? Baltimore. This is interesting because both of these teams need a win. Cincinnati at Houston. Yeah, well, Houston, I don't know. You never know which one of them teams is going to show up. And the Rams going up to Seattle.
Know, like, what y'all think of Deshaun Watson? Like, he's just, I don't know. Like,
he ain't got his number one target. They gave away his number one target.
No. He's good. He just, you know, he need a squad around him. He ain't got no squad.
Yep. Rams going up to Seattle. Seattle will probably win that. Philadelphia, Dallas. We'll see. Then, this is a good game here. Tennessee and Green Bay, huh? And that's the Sunday night game.
That's going to be a good test for Green Bay because, you know how they are when they get punched in the mouth. They just flow, so.
They ain't going to be, Buffalo already clinched the playoff spot. Buffalo going up to New England, and New England's probably not going to win that anyway, so.
Well, and then guess what? New England just got eliminated from the playoff contention, so
they're done.
Yep.
First time in what, 21 years? 20 years?
We don't get no Thursday night game next week, huh? Skip y'all.
That was 2008, the last time they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think Brady was hurt that year, too.
So it's been 12 years.
Hey, if Washington make it to the playoffs, you think they be winning? They finna beat who they gotta play? They'd have to play the Rams?
No, the Rams is playing Seattle.
So they'd have to play Tampa Bay.
Whoever the fifth seed is. Because 4 and 5 we're going to have to play.
The Rams is the fifth seed right now. Tampa Bay is the sixth seed. Yeah. Seattle will play Tampa Bay.
Y'all barely making the playoffs, OJ. What kind of expectation is that with Brady and Gronk on y'all team? And Antonio Brown.
Hey, the expectation was too high. It need to come down.
Yeah, well, y'all should at least be the third seed. Not no dang sixth. And you better watch out, because if y'all lose the next two games and some other teams win, y'all ain't gonna make the playoffs.
Dude.
Who does Tampa got to play the last week in week 17? Who do they play?
Got Detroit and the Falcons again.
You think the Falcons gonna let y'all beat them twice?
Of course they are, because it's Matt Ryan.
No, because the Falcons ain't got nothing to lose because they ain't making the playoffs. They're gonna come in Tampa Bay and hit y'all in the mouth.
Matt Ryan only fold against Tom Brady. He don't fold against nobody else.
Y'all better not look past Detroit though, because Detroit come in there. They have spurts, and y'all better hope y'all don't hit them in one.
That's what I'm saying. Then you got to take care of business, wrap up this sixth seed. And the only reason why we got the sixth seed is because we lost to the Rams. And so the Rams got the tiebreaker on us.
Y'all didn't lose to the Rams. What a series table. Y'all got subjugated. That's that game. They blew y'all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all got subjugated. Y'all got beat down.
Literally.
Don't do it like that.
Yeah, no, you're right, because they didn't. Hey, they didn't come to play again. That's like the only game that we actually really lost.
When she said that, I had to look that up in the dictionary, what subjugated meant. I'm like, what?
See, there was another game y'all got subjugated, because remember New Orleans came into Tampa and smacked y'all in the mouth too.
Yeah.
That was the first game of the season.
I'm talking about they swept y'all.
That was the second game. Yeah.
Yep. They swept y'all though. The second time y'all played the Saints, they hit y'all in the mouth. OJ, quit trying to make excuses for the team. Tom Brady just sucks.
That's all you do, OJ, is make excuses.
I ain't making any excuses.
Your team is sorry, OJ. Your team is sorry.
Hey,
Tom Brady didn't make a damn difference.
How about yours?
Hey, but see,
look, Grump, I already told you, Kirk Cousins is not that good, and neither is Tom Brady. Tom Brady's on Kirk Cousins' level at this point. Look, Cliff, I did not bring up the numbers.
Hey, they were pretty much identical.
And y'all got Antonio Brown, Gronk, all them running backs, and a defense. What the Vikings got?
And you know what? Gronk should have never left Fox. I'm just saying.
What's your next season? That's all I gotta say. What's your next season?
Oh my God!
Now, why we gotta wait till next season? How come y'all? Dude, look, Brady need to retire after this year for real. Because
I didn't say that.
I personally don't think he's gonna be able to do. He already looks like a shell of himself. I mean, he's not doing the stuff that he was doing when he was in New England.
He's had a couple senior moments, but hey.
A couple? I'd say more than a couple.
He's still a capable guy. All you got to do is they got to run the ball more. That's what Tampa Bay's got to do. Stop depending on Tom Brady.
And you know what else they got to do? They got to give Tom Brady a wristband so he knows what down it is. hey, hold up. And if Tom Brady got a problem with him on Twitter, you can come on and show us, plead your case.
That's right.
We already know he ain't going to, but you know. I told you, I already invited Antonio Brown on the show, and he ignored my tweet. But no, Tom Brady's a good quarterback, but, I mean, Tony Dungy is a respectable person, so I respect his opinion, but again, it was a coaching analysis, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was that you played against. So, I mean, I don't think I would be too offended if I wasn't in the top five of people that he played against that he doesn't think that he's worried about. So, I mean,
it's Skip Bayless being Skip Bayless. That's all.
You know, he put Brady on a pedestal.
Yeah,
you know, he downs LeBron James, but praises Tom Brady all the time about being the GOAT.
Even though the loss.
Between Shannon Sharp and Skip when they just had that GOAT conversation. Because they go back and forth.
Well, whatever. I mean, Tom Brady is a good quarterback. I guess I could even go as far as saying the great quarterback because, I mean, you know, he has what, six rings or is it seven?
He has six, the most of any quarterback ever. So, I guess you could say he's the greatest quarterback of all time. But that's like LeBron James. I mean, you play long enough, you got the stats.
But again, are we going off numbers? Or are we going off, you know, personality, you know, all around game type of deal? I mean, Because, I mean, if you want to get right down to it, Moreno got the numbers. He just ain't got the rings.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But even Moreno's numbers have been surpassed by Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady.
Well, he also didn't play for 30 years like Tom Brady trying to do, too. So, I mean. It's all, you know, it's always going to be a matter of opinion. We already know that, so.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is, whatever. It's just Bill Belichick and Tom Brady together. That's what it was, okay? Just like Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan.
I'm glad you brought up Phil Jackson because I thought about something I wanted to ask y'all. If you're starting an NBA team, who are you taking as your coach? Phil Jackson, Doc Rivers. What's my third one? Or Greg Popovich.
Who?
Personnel matters, and who's my executive? Who's going to be, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a certain personnel to run a triangle offense with Phil. And you got to have a superstar with Doc. You got to have, like, maybe two superstars. Legitimate, bona fide Hall of Fame superstars. And who was the last one you said?
Popovich.
Greg Popovich.
That's why I'll take Pop, because it don't matter who got the ball.
Popovich have superstars. He has superstars his whole time.
He did, but everybody passed the ball. It was a motion offense.
And on top of that, on even the years that he didn't have superstars, he made them work as a unit. It wasn't about somebody always having the ball. It was, you know, everybody touched the ball and let's take the shot. You know, they played. I like Popovich the best out of all of them. I'm not going to doubt that Bill Jackson's not a great coach with his triangle offense and stuff like that. But Popovich, he just finds a way for the most unlikely combination to play together.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, who plays for the Spurs now? I mean, I don't even know.
I couldn't give you. I couldn't give you two people.
DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's the star right now. That's the star.
You wrong for it.
I couldn't help it. Who's that other dude's name? Marcus Aldridge.
Yeah, Aldridge. Yeah.
Yo, those dudes are some bums. I'm sorry.
When is Philadelphia? When is Philadelphia's first televised game? Because that's who I want to see play. I want to see what they're gonna do while Embiid's healthy.
I don't know what Ben Simmons gonna look like after that injury.
Yeah,
come back good.
If correct me if I'm wrong, but is Steve Nash and somebody else, the coach of the Nets? Who else did they say? Steve Nash and who was another big name person who used to play basketball? I can't even think of it. Is Steve Nash the Brooklyn Nets head coach?
Mm-hmm. It's Steve Nash. Yes, he's Brooklyn's head coach. Yeah, are you gonna treat him like you treat what's the name that used to play with Cleveland and now on the Clippers? He only good because of Kyrie and Kevin Durant?
No, because he ain't gonna be that good. He ain't going to win no championship his first year either. If he wins one at all. Oh, yeah. D'Antoni. I think D'Antoni is one of his assistants. He used to coach that.
He's an offensive guy.
He used to coach that dude.
He ain't going
to
play no defense.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have gave Steve Nash that job. That was unfair. I can't believe they didn't give it to Golden State's old coach, Mark Jackson. I don't understand. You know, I just don't understand. Mark Jackson is a good coach.
Yeah, but
you understand. I can't say it on here, but you understand.
It's how you treat people. That's all I got to say. It's how you treat people, because that's what they were saying about Denny Green when he had all that control. And he messed it up for the next man because he had too much control and he didn't act right when he had it. But I don't speak ill of it.
Maybe.
I don't know, because I don't remember any major beef out there in Golden State besides the fact that they didn't give him enough time to, you know, put the piece of the puzzle together.
Well, they said that he was more of a player's coach, and he didn't like nobody else. He didn't care about the executives and stuff and what they thought about it. He was just a player's coach. Curry liked him a lot. And that's what people don't understand either. How your superstar, you know, like you, but, you know, a lot, and you're part of, he's part of your development, and he didn't have a say-so, or, you know, did he just let him go? You know, it's kind of weird. Because usually if the superstar wants you, then you stay, you know?
Yeah. That's why I say it's behind the scenes. It's more the stuff behind.
Yeah, well, I'll say it the mild way. It's all about ego. Because if you don't do what the executives or the owners tell you to do, even if you're successful, then they get mad. Kind of like your boy down in Dallas, Jerry Jones, and over with the Mavericks. Maybe it's not the Mavericks. Cuban. Yeah, is he the Mavericks? Yeah, Mavericks. Because he got a real ego problem.
Hmm.
That's why Van Gundy ain't coaching there no more. I mean, he was actually a good coach. Way better than his brother, because Stan can't coach. Stan Van Gundy cannot coach. Did he get the Pelicans job, or is that somebody else?
I think he did get that Pelicans job.
Who's y'all's coach down there, Eric?
Yeah, I think it's Van Gundy. Yeah. He did.
My goodness. Oh, well. Y'all got anything else? I knew this was going to be a short show, but I wanted to talk about this college debacle. Notre Dame, Notre Dame only falling two spots. What is that? That's, I'm telling y'all,
get richer, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's all about the mighty old dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they think people would rather see Notre Dame on national TV than Texas A&M or University of Texas, whoever was, who was like number 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Hold on, let me pull that up.
For who?
Would you ask Cliff?
Who's number 5, 6, 7, and 8 in college football?
Texas A&M is number 5, Oklahoma is number 6, Florida is 7, and Cincinnati is 8.
Did they all win their championship games?
Well, Cincinnati did. They're 9-0.
What about Florida?
Florida, what, Alabama.
Oh, okay. And what about Oklahoma?
Oklahoma won the their title game.
And what's their record?
8-2.
I guess I can see some logic in it, but I still think it was about the almighty dollar. But nobody wants to see Cincinnati, so.
Nope, they scared of Cincinnati. They're putting that thing on people. But it's all right.
So, Quill, is that Denver? Is that the only one that the Rockets are talking to right now? Because for a minute, I thought they was talking to Philadelphia, but Philadelphia probably said no, because they wanted to give them up too much. I mean, they could have Embiid.
I don't
even
want to look this up, because James Harden. We talked. Did we say this on the air? Where I said James Harden's good, but he's not that good.
No, we didn't talk about that. He's not. I mean, I don't think he's a superstar.
He's good. He's a great player. He's a great player, but he's not that great to mortgage your future like Kevin Durant. Like, you know, they took off a whole season. They paid that dude a whole season, and they knew he was gonna be hurt. They said, "Here, take the money. Just come to us." For a whole year, just pay you free money just to come to the team, and we know you're going to play next year. Is he that good?
No.
I don't know.
And if Denver took good. And if Denver took that trade, they would be left with nothing. What's that going to do? Y'all giving up young players plus draft picks to get young players? No, he's not that good.
But I agree with this one. I think I heard Max Kellerman say this. The longer that they wait, though, the worse it's going to get. They got to trade this dude. They got to trade this dude immediately, or else you're getting nothing for him. He's just going to leave.
How much is left? How many years is left on his contract?
Two years. So
I don't even know where he would be a good fit at right now, because most teams that are that it would be worth going to is already set unless they give them up for him. I mean, Brooklyn is set. No, Boston is set. Philly is set. Miami is set. I mean, Cleveland's not, but they ain't got nothing to give up, so. Except some draft picks. I mean, Golden State probably wouldn't be a bad idea with Klay Thompson hurt, but they ain't got nothing to give up either.
Right. They already gave up everything. Yeah, he got 2 years left. 2023 is his is it? Is that's when he can be a free agent. Just enough time for LeBron to get 6 rings.
I'm finna lead this call, boy. Let's
do it. Hey, do you think that? Go ahead, Andre.
No, what I wanted to talk about was Paul George. Do you think you gonna see more of that?
Oh my goodness! Did y'all see what I put in the group chat? I think I said put in there yesterday. Somebody called Paul George dynamic. I can't even remember who the heck said that. Oh, Mister, I don't know how many timeouts I got left in the final four. Oh, Chris Webber said it. Gonna say Paul George is dynamic. They got to show me something. Last night was nothing. I don't know what the Lakers was doing. But they was, I guess Quayle's assumption or assessment was right. They was coasting. I guess we got our rings. You know, we ain't got to beat y'all right now, but we'll beat you in the count.
Oh, I mean, but they got kind of showed up on the night that they got their rings. They're going to lose like that.
Right.
You know.
Right. LeBron didn't seem upset after the game. That's another thing. He didn't seem like, you know, he didn't have a sense of urgency, like, to get the team going.
Well,
you know, he was just like, whatever. He didn't get all mad like you usually do or walk away or anything. Just like,
It's the first game of the season, whatever. I mean, you know, next time.
You know, usually you want to set the tone. LeBron likes to set the tone right away, like, all right, this is what it's going to be. He was just like, whatever. This is whatever.
I got to make sure I look at the Clippers schedule so I can see when Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are going to be sitting out for their rest. Even though they get a rest every other day.
Flip side of that was that, you know, Paul George was crying about the way he was used last year. And it seems like he's going to be more of a point guard this year. What do y'all think about that?
He basically saying Doc Rivers don't know how to coach.
Yeah.
And Ty Lue does.
Well, Paul George never really played point guard like that, has he?
Is he even a guard? I thought he was a small forward.
He's a two guard. Yes.
No, he's a forward. At least he used to. He used to be guarding LeBron.
Oh, okay.
But let me check.
Ty Lue's not a good coach. I mean, I'm gonna just say it. And if he got a problem, you know where to find me. But he had LeBron on his team, and he had Kevin Love,
Mr. Hoverboard,
Tristan Thompson, who's actually a good. I like Tristan Thomas. I think he's gonna bring a lot of energy to Boston. I really do. Especially with Kemba Walker being hurt right now. But when Kemba Walker come back and they still have Tristan Thompson, you know them other two dudes. What's their names?
Jason Tatum
and Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, yeah.
That's gonna be a dangerous team.
Yeah.
What's up with your boy, the Ball brother? He didn't sign an extension with New Orleans. You think he's gonna go to You think he's gonna go to the other team, Charlotte, with his brother?
I don't know.
Any other help they can get.
Yeah.
Your boy Jordan. That's your boy Jordan.
Hey, did you see your boy? Did you see your boy Hayward say he gonna play anyway, even though he got a fractured finger?
Okay. That's what you did the last time to get the Celtics, and you made them worse. You lost that series for
Yo, they, oh my gosh, you threw that whole rhythm off, man. Get out of here.
Oh my goodness, he's just staying on the bench. They were doing just fine without him.
Man, this dude. Yeah, you better play. You getting all that money, man.
The one I'm surprised that hasn't signed an extension yet is Jimmy Butler. Miami better lock that up. He could be their new age Dwayne Wade. He ain't as good as Dwayne Wade, but he's good. I'd even go as far as to say he's a superstar, but
not as good as Dwayne though. Dwayne's
He got better defense than Dwayne, but he don't got better offense, and you know, but and Dwayne still got defense too. So yeah, no, he's not better than Dwayne Wade, no. Not yet. Maybe he'll have more longevity than Dwayne Wade though. Because Dwayne Wade kind of fell off a cliff a little bit.
He didn't fall off. He took the back seat when LeBron got there, and that threw up his whole career because he had to take the back seat for 3 years. Don't tell you know how you know that's how it went down.
But then even when LeBron left, though, he still kind of, you know.
Well, he played for one more year in Miami, and then he came back. A lot of time. Then he came up to Chicago and was making some noise. But I still can't believe they was up 3-0 against Boston and they lost three straight. I don't know what happened there.
Who? Chicago?
Yeah, they was up 3-0 with Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade that 1 year, and then they lost three straight to him.
And they had Rondo that year, too? I think Rondo was on that team, wasn't he? That Bulls team?
No, he ain't never. He's only played for Boston and the Lakers, I think, and now Atlanta. But
No, he was on. Rondo was on that Bulls team, I think.
Well. Anything's better than Derrick Rose because that dude does not impress me. Where's he at anyway? Is he still out there in Oakland somewhere?
Oh, he's in Detroit. That's how I check.
Ain't nobody even worried about Detroit no more.
Not since the Malice in the Palace.
All right, well.
Yeah, he played for the Bulls 2016 to 2017.
Yeah, he did. Okay. That's right.
Told you.
He must not.
They was cold. They was a good team. They just couldn't steal it.
Yeah, and Jimmy Butler wanted to be I think Minnesota or Chicago traded him, but then he wanted to be a crybaby. He would have really did good up here in Minnesota with Carl Anthony Towns and what they got now. But as usual, the outsider comes in, wants to try to take over and try to do some stuff, but whatever. Well, I heard it was some underlying stuff.
He had their work ethic, just like Philly, they didn't want it.
Well, there are some so-called rumors, for lack of a better term, about what happened in Minnesota, but...
Oh, okay.
Something about Carl Anthony Towns' younger sister and yada, yada.
Yeah. Hey, that was the same thing with Marbury and KG, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I probably have to agree with them in Philly, cause they should have won it that year, the East anyway, with Embiid and Simmons with Jimmy Butler. That's a big three right there.
You know what happened? Don't do it like that. I'm gonna call you out, Cliff. You know that bounce happened? That lucky bounce. That nobody want to talk about. That was the luckiest bounce in NBA history.
It was.
17, it hit the rim 17 times.
I don't know if it was that many, but it did bounce.
There were like four.
It don't matter. It was a lucky bounce because that shot don't go in. We're talking about Philly going to the finals because it wasn't gonna be Milwaukee.
You think Philly would have took out Milwaukee too?
Yeah. Because Giannis really didn't have nobody back then.
Yeah, he just had, yeah. He went up on the Raptors too, but then Kawhi guarded him and that was it.
That was in 19, right?
Yeah. No, 18.
18, yeah.
18, 19, you know, the year. 19, 20, like that.
So, OJ, you think Giannis just signed for the money, or you think Milwaukee actually going to try to do something with their free agency and draft picks the next couple of years?
I think it's the latter. I think he likes the city of Milwaukee, and he wants to try to make that a destination.
Don't lie, OJ.
No, I'm serious. Why else would you?
He took that money
in a small market team.
He took that money. He wanted. He ain't never seen nothing like that. He like, look, where I'm from, you got to take that check, and I don't blame him. Take that money. Every time, take the money.
Seriously, I mean, he could have been with Miami. He could have. I don't know if he would have been a Laker. He might have been too expensive to be a Laker. But I'm saying there's a couple of teams that wanted him to be that center.
Yeah, but I think he stayed in Milwaukee because he's already established himself as that being his team. Miami is Butler's team. The Lakers is Anthony Davis's team with LeBron, you know, co-piloting. And you know, there's really nowhere else he could have went to make a difference, because Tennessee's up and coming, but they got a long way to go. Just like Sacramento and in Detroit and Atlanta. I mean, you got New Orleans, Miami, Boston, Philly, the Rockets, if Harden stays there, and you know, other teams that are already established, Denver, Utah. But I think he stayed because, yeah, he wants the money, of course. Who didn't want to cut that kind of money? But two, maybe Milwaukee's going to actually do something, and he can establish, maybe the more free agents and draft picks will be attracted to go there because of his longevity of being there, saying, okay, he stayed, he wants to do something, let's see if we can work together. So I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's exactly my point. I agree with you.
So unlike Kawhi, San Antonio was pretty much going to be his team, but I think he just went about it the wrong way of leaving. If you wanted to leave, you should have just left instead of crying about somebody saying you wasn't really hurt. I mean, get out. You get paid too much to be in your feelings. Shut up, dude.
You think if Kawhi would have stayed with the Raptors, they would have went to the finals this past year? Or they wouldn't think it was good enough?
They had everybody coming back, so I think they would have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had everybody coming back. Yep.
I mean, they made it to the semifinals, right?
Yes. But they lost to
Milwaukee.
So it was 3-2, I believe.
Yep, they only did it in six.
They're still a good team. Toronto's still a good team. Now they're gonna beat them Tampa Raptors.
gotta pay that American tax. They're gonna be mad about that.
Hey. Yeah. I'm talking about federal tax down here, you know, they ain't got no state tax.
Yep. So. All right. Well, we probably ain't having a show next week. That's almost guaranteed because it's only the playoffs and whatever. When's the college championship game anyway?
Is that the
4th? The Monday after New Year's. Monday after New Year's, or is it going to be on New Year's?
Well, it's probably the games, the playoff games are going to be on New Year's. And then the championship game, I think it'd be that following Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, for us here at Stir It Up, happy holidays, and we'll see you next year.